Podshow is pleased to bring you the following killer content direct from the all-new feature-rich podshow.com. Get it. Play it. Dig it.
This is a previously recorded Vintage DivaCast.
The DivaCast, number 3, for June 2006. Divas, and we are here tonight, gathered round the table, sipping a little beverage or two. Okay, well, maybe a little more than that, of a fine bottle of wine. And you know what I really want to talk about tonight, girls, is how submissive are you to your... Oh, what? Oh, damn. What?
Husband.
Amy, it's a perspective, because... I would have had the same look as you a few years ago.
But now her husband has brainwashed her to the point.
He took me to this operation.
He removed part of my brain, and now I really believe
in
it.
And now I really love him and do whatever he asks. No.
I just don't like the idea of having to be submissive to anybody. I have some issues with that.
Okay, it is very distasteful, isn't it? I have issues around it too. You want to go first?
Okay, first. And I'll tell you what I don't
I get
like
the
about
wand,
it.
I get this the talking stick, but this is really kind of a fairy princess wand. I like it.
It's beautiful.
Is this like kind of diamond encrusted? Okay. I have issues sometimes when I have to be I hate the word submissive, but there are certain times that I have to perform certain functions, if you know what I mean, to keep my man happy.
Is that what we're talking about?
No.
Well, I'm just saying.
No.
Okay. I'm speaking for me personally.
Okay, speak for you. So you have to do submissive acts.
I'm saying that there are times that my husband needs a little bit of extra attention, personal, private attention.
And you're saying that you might not at that moment be
up for the cause.
Gotcha.
But you go ahead and do it anyway because you...
Because my life is so much easier.
But I think that's beautiful, though. That's a giving thing.
I love that cognitive refresh. I love the way you take
it. It's a giving thing.
It is giving. But sometimes I don't want to be so giving.
I guess I don't like
to
give.
I don't want to give.
And then sometimes you get granite in return.
Yes. You know, what I was talking about is...
Which is Sharon got granite countertops for some submissive acts.
Yes.
Wifely behaviors.
That's right. And it goes a long way.
That's right.
Yeah, but
I think this is going down a path that we did not intend.
No. Because what I was referring to.
Don't beat us with that thing.
No, I just think it is a perspective. And it's basically trusting your husband enough to think that he is making the decisions in both of your best interests.
Yes, I agree.
And that's what I mean by that. Now, if your husband
is stupid,
is a bleep, 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 then it really goes out the window. But if you are in a good relationship and if you are both basically on the same page, I think it is a good thing because you have your role. I mean, obviously.
Wait, what's a good thing?
A good relationship.
Okay.
She's saying being submissive is a good thing.
To the extent of that you both have your roles of responsibilities. And usually the man is the breadwinner, the provider, usually the financial guy. Okay. Not always, but a lot of the times. And what I'm saying is often it's best instead of just, but I want it this way. Better just to say, okay, hon, do however you want to do. And you know what? It's a lot easier sometimes.
Yeah, but Sharon, I think that I understand what you're saying. And I think that I have come to where you're at over the last couple of years. And it's a lot more, it's easier in my marriage.
Is.
But I don't think you just, and I know you don't just do whatever he says. You get your opinion across.
Yes.
And then they're in every corporation, on every team, there needs to be somebody that makes the final decision.
Yes.
And as long as you think your husband has your best interest in mind, then you tell him your viewpoint, and then
that's
you kind of stand behind his decision, even if maybe it's not what you would have decided.
Right. I don't, if it's not how I particularly wanted it to go or whatever, I'm not going to, you know, it's, and you know what happens most of the time?
You get your way.
It goes with how I wanted it anyway. But
well,
it's
give
still
an example. Give an example.
Okay,
are you talking about finances? Are you talking about making major decisions in your family?
It's all different things. I'll give you a small example. And this is a dumb, but it's one that, okay, what day do we leave to go on vacation? Sounds silly, right? But I wanted to leave on a Friday. He wanted to leave on a Saturday. Friday means an extra night, a hotel, less drive, you know, breaking up the drive a little bit. Saturday night means we save, you know, a little bit of money, but we have to leave early for the vacation. Okay. Back and forth. Here's my opinion. You know what, honey? Just you tell me when you want to leave. You decide. 3 or 4 days, we're leaving Friday. Okay. But it was his decision. It wasn't my.
So
you know what I'm saying? So it's. Yeah. And Carrie, you told me an example about your mom wanting to sell the house. And then she really wanted to sell the house. He didn't. And you told her, let him work through it.
Oh, just because he's got a long history of being amazing with financial decisions.
Right.
And so I just was, you know, wanting her to trust in that because
it's paid off in the past.
It's a security thing. It's a hard thing to give up. It's a control thing is what
yes.
it is. It's
yes.
a hard thing
yes.
to give up control of those types of things. And
but you tell the story or I'll tell it for you.
I don't remember. I'm really.
You told her to back off and let her husband decide. And within a few months, the house that she wanted to sell, he put it up for sale. And they
because she wanted to move. She wanted him to move down to North Carolina. I hear
right,
you. Okay,
right.
They're trying to sell another house right now. I'm getting a little confused.
This was before.
Okay, yeah. She was pushing and pushing because she wanted something a certain way. And that is very, I find that with my husband. It's like if you push for something, you hit a brick wall. But
yeah.
as soon as you, mm-hmm. they know what you're thinking, you get your point across and then you step back. And it's not always going to be your way, but.
But I don't want to sound like we're a bunch of submissive women.
No, I don't think we are.
No, but I know. But I just mean it could sound that way to a listener because, in fact, we are really kind of some
very
strong. We're kind of some strong-willed women here.
Well, Amy, what do you think?
Well, no, I think that the whole term submissiveness is just like, it's gross.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I agree.
It's semantics, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But when you explain it a little bit further, it's like, okay, well, yeah, it's nice to have somebody kind of leading in the marriage and leading in those kinds of decisions, but it is a trust thing, and I think it is a control thing.
But I had that conversation with my girlfriends last week. And we had the conversation of who is the decision maker in your marriage. And in two of the marriages, it was the woman, and two of them, you know, ultimate decision. And we talked about this. I talked about the fact that Joe has my best interest in mind. Mm-hmm. But ultimately I've come to a place where, I don't know, just the other day I said, I got my point across and then I stepped back and said, whatever you think.
Mm-hmm.
But if I feel strongly about something, I will make sure he knows. And if he doesn't feel as strongly, usually the person that has the most hottest opinion is the one that wins or whatever you want to say. But in your marriage, it might work better that you, like my friend Michelle, she is the decision maker in her marriage and it works for them. So
I'm trying to figure out who makes those decisions in my marriage. And I think it's really variable. You know, I mean, we really, truly, I think it used to be me more,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's evolved and I think it's more 50-50 really. I mean, We're talking about going on vacation, you mm-hmm. know, and he's like, David's like, where are we going to go? What are we going to do? And it's like, we couldn't make a decision. We just couldn't make a decision. And finally, boring as it is, we decided that we're going to stay home and do some stuff on the house. And he made that decision. But I was like, I'm completely fine with that because I want to get some stuff done around the house mm-hmm. when the kids are off to camp and just be there by ourselves and chill out and
be in your own house
and save some bucks. So, mm-hmm. but I mean, that was his kind of decision. You know, when we talk about renovating the kitchen and things like that, that's
what
kind of
me. What was the
me.
Shift for you, Amy? Because you said early on it was different. So what do you think happened?
I think that probably that I trust him more
mm-hmm.
as, you know,
that's huge.
Older and
yeah, but isn't that huge?
Yeah.
To trust your partner?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
huge.
And that has to
and
be
I
a component.
Respect him
yes.
more.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
you mean like discipline or what do you mean?
That varies too, though. You know, I mean, I think I used to be more the one going, no, this is what we're going to do with the kiddos in regards to discipline or academics or whatever. But, you know, it comes around. We talk about it a lot. It's evolving.
Mm-hmm.
It's evolving. The term submissiveness, though, isn't there another term that you can use?
What can we say? Because I do too. I balk at that.
But here's the thing. I agree with you, Amy.
You mean like women submissive
right.
to their husbands?
Women, the husband was always the head of household, always made all the decisions. You know, the women just, you know, packed up and followed whatever. But it is a matter of trust. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, I would agree with you, Amy. It's like, what are you talking about? I'm not submissive to anybody. But you know what? My marriage is so much better because mm-hmm. I don't have to win every single point. Mm-hmm. It's not about winning anymore. It's just about what's best for both of us. If I really feel strongly about something,
right.
then
You'll voice it.
Yeah. I mean, I always voice it.
Don't get
that's
it wrong.
Not, yeah, that's yeah. not. But whether I have to win every time, that's different now.
I don't have to win anymore. Because I simply don't have the time to win anymore.
Energy.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like,
oh
you know
gosh.
What? Whatever, we'll do that. Fine.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. But if you have really strong feelings,
yeah,
then,
absolutely.
You know, you're really going to, my bathroom, my guest bathroom.
What about your guest?
The half bath.
Yeah, yeah.
Doug, you know, was trying to help me with that. You know, and any time a guy tries to get involved, you know, you're not.
With decorating?
Yes.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
That's not a good thing.
So he's gay, and then that works for me.
That, yes, yes.
I appreciate that.
He's true.
Is he
better
metrosexual?
Than I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, metrosexual.
But, I mean, he would tell me, now, we saw this one place that did what I wanted, but it wasn't what I wanted, but it had the same concept. Just go over there and buy it. No, no. And then, you know, 6 months later, I'm still looking for what I want. You should have just gone to that store to buy, you know, but yeah. I knew what I wanted. And he let me know that it bothered him I was taking so long, but he didn't bug me enough to go buy that, you know, because I told you to. It wasn't like that. So mm-hmm. I got what I wanted, and he's never come out and said, it really looks good, but I know he thinks it.
I was thinking something Amy said, the word respect. And I think that word, that concept has been huge in my marriage in the last few years, because I don't think that I necessarily understood that in a marriage and mm-hmm. with
the
men,
respect. What do you mean? Like
just how important that is to a man to feel respected.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Because it's like, you know, I have my opinion and this is what I think we should do. And
it's the correct opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when I made that shift, but I've seen a change in Joe when I don't know what your role models were when you're growing up, but I don't know if I really saw that much of that early on.
Yeah, I didn't either. My mother controlled everything.
Oh, see, my father was very domineering. My mother was submissive.
Right, right, right. Suzanne, when you're talking about your mom, that's not the submissive that we're talking about.
Well, she's pretty submissive.
I know.
But that's not a healthy, submissive term.
I can't think of another word.
What could we come up with? So is
agreeable?
It, maybe it's
Where's our thesaurus?
Yeah. Maybe it's compatible or amenable or supportive or workable.
Those are all good words.
Thank you.
They're all good words.
Okay, my mind is working.
Okay, and I think it's important that our listeners understand all of us have been married at least 10.
Oh, yeah.
I just celebrated my 15th wedding.
Yay, congratulations. Year.
And I can tell, when you were talking about Amy trying to decide where to go, because Joe and I thought, we first got married, okay, when we're married 15 years, we're going to go to Greece and Italy. It's going to be this big event, yada, yada. And it came down to it, like, we ain't going to Greece and Italy. That house just fell through. That deal on that house fell through. We ain't going. And we talked about doing this. You know, I said, I want to go to a cabin in the woods. I don't want to go to the beach. I want to be like on a screen porch, go for hikes. I'm like, our house is sort of like that. You know, why don't we just stay
home?
You're
living in a cabin in the woods.
And the thing is, it's like, you know, but I said, I'll turn off my email and I won't answer the phone. Right. And Joe's looking at me like, yeah, right. It's very
and
difficult.
Did you?
No, we took our kids to my mom's house and helped her move. And then Joe got the idea to get, to ask them for their boat. And we took the boat up the Intercoastal Waterway for 3 days and 2 nights. And it was such a cool, it was like the subculture of people at the marinas. It's just a totally different
very cool
scene. You know, you go to the marina, you dock your boat, and we went to these two little towns and went to restaurants, you know, sat on the out by
love
the water.
That.
It was awesome.
That
it was
love.
So much fun.
That
it was
that
great.
Is a Diva Cast trip.
It was really cool. And it was like, I love when we do things like that are spontaneous and we laugh and we, you know, I mean,
oh.
And so I feel like,
did you have good sex?
We had awesome sex.
Oh.
We laugh so hard about something that was so funny.
Oh, come on, tell us.
Okay, here's a sex thing. And here's a sex thing. There was a situation where I did something. And I
did
thought,
what?
I'm not going to tell you. No. And I thought he was, I go, whoa, he's really into that. So I kept doing it. and he was like, okay, I guess she's really into this. I was like, man, he's really into this. The whole next day, we were laughing so hard. So I'm like, I thought you were into it. He kept joking about it. And he's like, oh, I thought you were really into it. So I just kind of let you go. And I was like, oh, I was doing it because I thought you were into it.
What the heck was it?
I can't tell you.
Maybe off the air.
But it was just funny. It was
that
so funny.
That is hysterical. Wait, Amy, how long have you been married?
13 years. Oh, no, 13. 14.
I've been married for almost, it will be 19 years.
I know. That's cool.
I know, 19 years this September.
That's awesome. Great.
I
That's
know.
Really good. But to the same time?
Yeah. And let me tell you, it was a little rocky at first.
Right.
Oof. It always is. It yeah, always I really.
I think the first 10 years are like.
I really, I think, you know I, what? Yeah, yeah, the first.
Seriously.
I tell you what, I was this close to getting divorced.
Do you think it has to do with age, though? What? How old were you when you got married?
I was 26, and I had lived all over the world by myself. So, in one way, I was very.
You're ready.
I was very ready,
worldly.
But I was worldly. But when I got married, and all of a sudden, I did have to give up a lot of what I wanted and be. Oh, it's submissive. The S word. It's submissive, and I'm thinking. I remember thinking, you know what? I'm not liking this game. I'm done. I quit. And I remember going home to my parents, and my mom and I went out to lunch, and I burst into tears.
How long had you been married at this point?
Maybe a year. Maybe 2 years. I don't know. I burst into tears, and I said, oh, I'm not very happy. I don't think it's going to last.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, he's so into his career, and he does Pennington. I'm a trophy wife. And so, yeah, so I just, you know, I really didn't think it was going
to
last.
What did she say to you?
She just said, well, try to talk to him, see what happens. He's a good guy. We really like him. But,
well, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, she was really encouraging. She really did try to stay neutral, I have to say. But she was supportive of, yeah, whatever I wanted.
So what did you do?
Well, I kept telling my partner, okay, you know, this kind of isn't working for me. But it took him a while, you know? I think it took him a while to get on board. And until we had some really huge life-changing events in our marriage, did he kind of make an emotional shift.
Maybe
really?
A little slower.
They're dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Did you guys have that, Sharon and Amy? Did you guys have, I remember a moment where I didn't think it was going to work. Did you ever have that moment?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
I'm
like, you can't be lying. Oh, no.
We've been happy all our life. We never
I
fight.
I love him.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember a moment being out in my walking out. It was like probably 11 o'clock at night. And I remember getting to the point with Joe. We're talking in bed. And he said, I don't know if we're going to make it. And that like panic, you know. And I went outside in the backyard.
Did you have the girls?
We had moved down to Georgia. I had my first daughter. You know, I had moved down here and I had no support system. I had no friends. He was working all the time. He'd get up at 6 and leave, then come home for dinner and then leave again to do estimates at night. And so I had nobody. But as soon as I, you know, got a network of friends, I was fine. I had those girlfriends.
But why didn't he think you were going to make it? What was up?
Because
with
he would just come home, just that he would come home and I would just dump on him. I didn't have anybody to talk to. So I was venting and I was like, I had a young baby and I was just stressed out and hormonal. And I don't know. I can't remember specifically what it was, but I remember being in the backyard. He came out, he was in his underwear. I can remember the whole thing like it was yesterday. And he just putting his arms around me and saying, you know, we're going to work through this and make it, you know. And it was just, it was a turning point in my head that I had to stop bitching and moaning and trying to be more positive
kind of
and making
needy
it work.
Wife
yeah, I was
that
being
expected
too,
him to meet all
yes,
your needs.
Yes, exactly. Meet all my needs.
I think that was probably
definitely
my issue too. My husband also, well, he's a workaholic, has always worked very long hours. Even when we were dating, you know, he would be late for dates and, you know, just because he was working too long and didn't realize how late it was, you know. So he's had that history, but gosh, after getting married and having a baby, you think, well,
it's all going to change.
He's got a family now, you know, the dynamics are changing and he's going to figure that one out. Well, you know,
that didn't happen.
No, you know, 13 years later, It still hasn't changed, but the thing that has changed is I finally accepted it. You know, I mean, I had to. Otherwise, I was going to, we would have gotten a divorce because I wouldn't have been able to have tolerated it. I mean, you know, it's okay now.
That has to do with when you're talking about submissive, though. If you have a husband that doesn't realize that he's a workaholic and he's gone all the time and you can't get your point across that you need his time. I mean, I think we've all come through all that, so it's kind of hard to look back and remember you had to kind of fight for that and get him to understand. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You mature. You mature in your relationship.
Yeah, yeah. You meld together.
But it would be nice to, you know, some of the complaining or some of the, you know, the stuff that you did with him that was, you can look back now and go, yuck.
You got to let some of it go.
You do, but I'm saying that part of that helped him. How else, if you're 26 and you're in that situation again, how could you have done it differently for him to understand how you were feeling and yet not be this naggy wife when he gets home? And you know what I mean? I didn't know how to do that.
I don't know if I would know how to do that.
Well, and a lot of it is about forgiving.
Growing and forgiving.
GNF. FNG.
No, and you know what? But it is. It's just prioritizing and understanding, you know, what's... Because I remember one time I said to my husband, no one loves unconditionally except your mother. So you better get it together.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's true. I mean, mm-hmm. you're not going to, no matter...
Put up with that, yeah.
It's unrealistic.
Yeah. And so I think that kind of...
I'm sorry.
I had to say it more than once.
But. Oh, of course. Okay. I just had one of those ahas when you said that, Sharon.
Yeah.
Okay. When Carrie asked, well, what did your mom say? This is one thing my mom did say to me repeatedly when I would complain about my spouse. And my mother said to me, Suzanne, nobody can meet all of your needs. And she's like, and you can't meet all of his needs. So get over it.
That's good.
And meet your own needs.
That's yes. Good. She's yes. like, find a yeah. way to get your own needs met because... You can't expect him to meet all your needs.
Hence the divas.
Girlfriends meet lots
girlfriends
of needs.
Girlfriends,
huge.
I think,
Absolutely.
Are the ones that fill in the gaps
huge.
That aren't met in the marriage. Girlfriends are the ones that fill in the gap. We're the gap fillers.
Yeah.
Yes.
They do because guys will never understand how we feel.
And they don't want to listen to this groaning on.
Yeah.
Yes.
They'll never understand
so
how.
Bored.
Yeah. And we'll never get what they feel.
No. Yeah. They're cavemen.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's it.
Sure. Girls. We can be submissive as long as we have the divas.
We can be accommodating.
That's a better word. How do
we
you feel about
tolerant.
That one?
Tolerant.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tolerant.
Are we getting better? We can be tolerant.
That's good. Instead of submissive, we're going to scratch that word because we have decided that that's a diva vote, right? We agree. We don't like the word submissive.
But tolerant is such a word of
it's not a good word.
It's not a good word.
I like it.
Who's got a thesaurus? Go get your thesaurus.
Not submissive. Okay, not tolerant. Because tolerant kind of means like I tolerate people, but I don't submit, you know.
Right.
I think accommodating is maybe a little bit
I
better.
Like accommodating.
You agree to
let go. You agree to let go.
Yeah, you do. You agree to
you let go.
Go
of all the...
Some you
of
let
stuff
go of the
tribute.
Control.
You pick your battles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like
That's
you do
big.
With your kids, right?
Yes.
Oh, sometimes.
Oh,
that'll
yes.
be another... Let's talk about
That's
that
another
next.
Show.
This show has been sponsored in part by Splenda. They're introducing three new flavors for transforming your coffee. www.destinationflavor.com. You can learn more about mocha, French vanilla, and hazelnut. Call 206-600-4539 with your comments, suggestions, and recipes for Splenda.
We didn't talk about earwax.
Oh, you have an issue about...
We'll do that another time.
All right.
About my earwax.
You mean about your ear candling.
My ear candling.
Ear candle.
We'll save that for next time.
Okay, this is the Divas. Checking out the DivaCast. Thanks for listening to our show. We hope you join us next time. Bye for now.
Bye.
All my questions came too late. I don't get a chance to realize. No. Can I better live Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podshow and Limelight Networks.
Ooh, I love it.